WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me each Monday morning to talk politics, and he's here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's a big campaigning week in Ohio. Tomorrow, First Lady Michelle Obama's in Cincinnati and early voting begins. What's the significance of all of this?
Well, the Obama campaign doesn't make any bones about it. Michelle Obama is coming here because it is the first day of early voting in Ohio. That's a very important thing. And Michelle Obama is probably the best motivational speaker that the Obama-Biden campaign has. I mean, she's great at this kind of stuff, firing up the troops. And what she's going to be doing, the message is going to be, get your friends registered, get them to vote early, lock down the votes, and do as much as you can between now and November 6th to lock down as many votes as possible.
Well, how likely is it that a lot of people will participate in early voting? It was a big deal 4 years ago. What are you expecting this year?
Marianne, I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be, you know, possibly close to a third of the votes cast are going to be cast long before Election Day. And that's interesting because, you know, a whole lot of these people are going to be casting ballots before the debates. Any kind of gaffes or missteps by the candidates are going to go by the board because people have already voted. They can't change their minds. Once they've mailed in that ballot or showed up at the Board of Elections and cast their ballots, that's it. Nothing else that happens during the campaign matters. And that's the reason why both campaigns, Romney's campaign and Obama's campaign, are just desperate to get as many people out as possible to vote early.
So they want him out early and to do all of this. How is this changing the way they're campaigning then?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons why the ad campaigns that you see on TV start so early. They didn't used to start quite so early. They used to ramp up about, you know, Labor Day or so. But this has been going on for months. And, you know, in the case of the Obama campaign, they've been trying to define Romney because he was not a known quantity to a lot of voters. And in Romney's case, he's been trying to tear down the Obama record and make the argument that he's left a trail of broken promises. They just have more time. They have to start earlier and have to spend more money to do it.
Now, what are there any repercussions for people who do vote early? Their votes are counted in the same way and as they would be as if they voted on Election Day?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the absentee ballots are counted first and on election night, and then they go on to the Election Day voting. It's just a matter of if you vote early, you're voting, you're certainly definite about your choice. Nothing's going to sway you. And even if something happens during the campaign or during the debates, there's nothing you can do about it. It's done.
Now, with the early voting, and people can do that any time now, there was all of these questions about whether they could vote in those last 3 days before Election Day. What's the status of that?
Well, the status of that is federal district court judge had ruled that people should be allowed to vote on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before November 6th. The state of Ohio appealed that. That appeal is still pending. But I do know that boards of elections around the state are preparing for the possibility of being open on those 3 days. We just don't know yet.
Any idea when that decision will come out?
It's kind of hard to say. I think the briefs on the appeals case just went in. I'm sure they'll expedite it because, you know, there's not a whole lot of time left. They have to decide this question very soon.
President Obama seems to be leading in more of the polls in Ohio right now. What does that mean for him, and what does he have to do to win Ohio?
Well, I think, you know, he's leading in Ohio in the polls, certainly. You know, it's a matter of whether it's 4% or 10%, depending on what poll you look at. Again, it's because I think he has defined Romney, and he has defined him as this elitist who wants to help the wealthiest Americans and go back to policies that failed during the Bush administration. That argument seems to be sticking with a lot of voters. And that's the one thing that Romney has to fight, and he has to fight it starting Wednesday night in the first debate.
You did a column this weekend, and I hope people had a chance to read it at WVXU.org, talking about the polls. Do they really reflect what people are going to do?
Well, I think they do. I think they're snapshots. They're snapshots in time. And different polls are done in different ways. They have different methodologies. They're weighted differently. Some polls do only landline interviews. Other polls do landline and cell phone interviews because there's a whole lot of people who have no landlines anymore. So you have to take them with a little bit of a grain of salt, but they're good indications. The best indication is what is the candidate doing on the ground in a particular state like Ohio? Are they spending money? Are they coming here all the time? That's what to look for.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He writes a blog on our website and does a column every Sunday, WVXU.org.